Eu tô aqui bem nessa voz.
I said this morning in Psalm 100, verse 3. Know that Yahweh, He is God. He made us, and we are His people. We are the sheep of His pasture. When we speak of God, of whom are we speaking? Are we talking about the God who blesses people when they sneeze? Or are we talking about the God in whom we trust, the one on the dollar bill? Or maybe are we speaking of the God who's made his appearance recently on the marquees of many of the theaters across the country in the title, O God? Of whom are we speaking when we speak about God? Well, our text tells us that we are, or at least we should be, speaking about Yahweh, the God of the covenant, the one who made us his people. And the way this verse is written in Hebrew, it shows us the emphasis and the exclusiveness of Yahweh's Godship in two ways. First of all, by the personal pronoun He. Know that Yahweh, He is God. This is, of course, perfectly unacceptable English, but in Hebrew it's very acceptable. Know that Yahweh, He is God. And then it goes on, He made us. We are His people. We are the sheep of His pasture. And secondly, our text, the way it's written, shows us the exclusiveness of Yahweh's Godship. By the way, if this is written in Hebrew, what it says literally is Yahweh, He, God. And of course, it doesn't take too much smart to figure out that what this means to say is Yahweh, He is God. He is God. Ever since I learned Hebrew, I've always thought that it was a really good way to make a sentence. That is, not to use a predicate or a copula. Yahweh, He God. It reminds me of the simplicity of language. It's a lot like maybe when one of your children would come up or be sitting around playing and he says, Daddy, He's good. And, well, we know what he means by that. He hasn't maybe mastered the syntax of English and all the intricacies of it. Or just doesn't want to waste words, and he says, Daddy, He's good. And we know he means, Daddy, He is good. He means to say, when you're talking Daddy, you're talking good. And when you're talking good, you're talking Daddy. And it's much like this with our stuff. The psalmist comes across with the same simplicity, with the same conviction. Yahweh, He is God. When you're talking God, you're talking Yahweh. Automatically, there is no other name when you're talking about God. When you're talking about God, you're talking about the God of the covenant. The one who said to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, in thee shall all the nations of the earth be blessed. The God who said to Moses, the one who said, tell the people that I am sent you. Tell them, Yahweh sent you. This is my name forever. This is what all future generations shall call me. This is our God. This is of whom we speak. The God of the covenant. The God of the new covenant. The one which is made in the blood of His Son, Jesus Christ. Know that Yahweh, He is God. Or to New Testamentize it, know that Jesus, He is Lord. Jesus is Lord. This is the only name you're talking about when you're talking salvation. The name of Jesus. There is no other name under heaven given to men by which they can be saved. Well, at this point you might say, well, yes, of course, Jesus is Lord. We know that. We're convinced of it. We believe it with all our hearts. We're some students. We're professors. We must. Well, why would we be here if we didn't believe it with all our hearts? But do we? Do we really believe it with all our hearts? No. There are times when we don't believe it with all our hearts. And when are these times? All these times are when we don't let Jesus be Lord, because we are too busy being Lord, because we are too busy being God for ourselves. This is what the Bible calls our sinful nature, our flesh. We are justified, yes, but we are also sinners. Sine justus et peccator. We are saints and we are sinners. We are innocent and guilty at the same time. That one. It means that sometimes by our actions, we pray God that we want to be God for ourselves, just like Adam and Eve. They wanted to know good and evil and be like God. And they got what they bargained for. Well, when it comes to doing what God wants us to do, to live as God has declared us to be, that is, righteously, according to His Ten Commandments, we often just don't do it. We take the liberty of making our own laws. And we can do that, can't we? Because we're God. We can make our own laws. This is the first commandment we are breaking. Remember? I am the Lord, I am Yahweh your God, who has brought you up out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. You shall have no other gods before me. How right Dr. Luther was when he said, if we could keep this commandment, we could keep them all. And there are many examples of how each one of us make our own laws when it comes to how we should live, make our own rules. Each one of us praise God when we take God's law and substitute with it our own law. The one we made up. We could say maybe, know that blank, He is God. And we could each fill in our own name. Know that I am God is really what we're saying. This is the nature of which we were born. The only one we had is that until we met God's grace face to face in the covenant, in baptism. This is the nature which was then drowned at baptism, when the covenant God made a covenant with each one of us personally to save us. This is the nature we must again, each day, in fact, each minute, and sometimes each 30 or 15 seconds, we drown, we baptize, so to speak. As the reading said, let us also go and die with Jesus. Yes, we must kill our nature again, our sinful nature. And how do we do this? Simply. By admitting our sinfulness. By admitting that we pray God. By having faith and trusting that Jesus truly is Lord. That He made us His people, His sheep. As our text says, know that Jesus is Lord. But what does it mean to know that Jesus is Lord? Not only to have the knowledge, but to believe it. To trust it, as the Hebrew word yada implies. To trust that we are the sheep of His pasture. That we are, so to speak, the Lord's backyard. His people. It means to trust that we have a good shepherd, one who laid down his life for his people, to believe it, to be convinced, to be sure that he is Lord, and to trust it, because it is only faith that receives the promises of God, such as given and shed for you for the remission of sin. To know that Jesus is Lord means that each day, though we sin, though we are like people gone astray, though we each make our own laws and each pray God for ourselves, to know, to trust that He still forgives us, that He still accepts us and still receives us, in spite of it all, that He still calls us His sheep, His pastor. This is what it means that Yahweh, the God of the covenant, is God. That Jesus, the God of the covenant, is Lord. That He won't let us go. That He won't let us be. what we tend to be by our old nature. Nothing can separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. And he has done it so that we might be his own. And we might live under him in his kingdom. And so that we might serve him in everlasting righteousness, innocence, and blessedness. Know that Yahweh, he is God. He made us. We are his people. We are the sheep of his pasture. Amen. Grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all.